Now, the rest of the story. The word dinosaur in Greek means a terrible lizard. And yet paleontologists' current best guess is that they were not lizards at all. Were as warm-blooded as any mammal or bird. And not necessarily all that terrible. We often think of them as such, not because of their appearance per se, but because of their monstrous size. October 87, the largest dinosaur ever unearthed in Asia was discovered in the Gobi Desert, a skeleton of a vegetarian dinosaur almost 100 feet long. But that's nothing. A couple of years ago, American paleontologists dug up the partial skeleton of a dinosaur in Montana, a phenomenal giant tentatively dubbed Ultrasaurus, and you know that thing, nose to tail, whatever it was, probably stood almost 100 feet tall. And again, that's nothing, because I've met the granddaddy of them all, the patriarch of that race of giants, and you're about to meet him. But first, the rest of the story. In the winter of 1974, retired Harvard professor and paleontologist Al Romer began an expedition into a remote region of southern Argentina. The area resembles our American Southwest. Winters warm and dry. What had lured Professor Romer was the discovery of dinosaur bones there a decade previous, fossil remnants of the Triassic period. So he and his wife and three colleagues plunged deeper into the vast forbidding prairie. No one remembers how long they intended to stay, but they did not return until 4 years later. And when they did, it was wide-eyed with eagerness to relate what they had seen. Having chosen a site, they had begun excavation. The process had been slow and tedious. Looking around, they could imagine the monsters of prehistory stalking that wasteland, towering so that they virtually blotted out the sun. But then the diggers struck it. The first bone in the skeleton that was to make paleontological history, the remains of what experts are now calling the granddaddy of all of the dinosaurs, a creature of phenomenal size, which has now been designated Lagosuchus. And Professor Romer brought its bones back to Harvard, where a more thorough examination revealed the utter uniqueness of this discovery. Consider the incredible dimensions of the skeleton. It was at first wondered whether Lagosuchus was a dinosaur at all. But there are certain physiological criteria by which a dinosaur may be identified as a dinosaur, and Lagosuchus met these criteria. For generations, puny man has been astounded by the thought of monsters in the mists of time, of the creatures huge as ships and tall as buildings that once thundered across the globe. But not until this past decade might we have imagined the monster that begat them, Lagosuchus, the first dinosaur on planet Earth, the granddaddy of them all, phenomenal in size, because it was phenomenally small. The progenitor of the brontosaur and the tyrannosaur, and for that matter every saur, was Lagosuchus. 5 inches long, a pre-prehistoric monster the size of a chipmunk. And now you know the rest of the story.